mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the roosters say the bird flu is spreading and is deadly dangerous. At the same time, oil prices, as you know, are exploding, and so is its little brother, inflation. It's evil twin inflation. I've been demonized and viciously attacked by the Charleston Post and Courier, who just basically fabricated a straw man to attack us on the nuke drill story. I will spend some more time on that. Just a bunch of news. It's all coming up. But let's go to calls. You've been holding long enough. We had a guest on for a little while in the last hour. Haven't even gotten your calls yet. We're going to take a lot of them now. Let's go ahead and talk to Dean in Canada. Dean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. So this is a special report from the Patriot Broadcasting Network. Broadcast News here in Canada reported that at 9:05 this morning, six subway stations just north of downtown Toronto were evacuated due to a suspicious package that was found in one subway station. But yet, even though this was more than three hours ago, almost four now, there is no word yet on what was inside the package. And I've been warning people over my own show on the internet that, and people that I know too, that we, in terms of this continent, we can expect the next event here, and they are starting them now. So people, you have been warned, not just by myself, but by Alex Jones and various others that are in the Good Patriot movement. Please get yourselves ready for the next one.
Well, here's the point. These drills and these false alarms, which they admittedly stage a lot of, you know, they'll have a drill and then a week later admit that it was they'll say that it was a false alarm and then a week later go, oh, it was really a drill. We were testing you. Then we simply report on that fact and then we're bad. You know, I'm getting sick and tired of this. And anything else, Dean?
That's pretty much everything I needed to do. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the report. All right. Yeah, I did have a blurb about that. It's about creating hysteria and fear. And then we pay attention to it, and we're bad. It's Dick Cheney saying we're going to get nuked. I'm not saying that. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Alice in Arkansas. Go ahead, Alice.
Hello, Alex. I want to thank you for your tireless work. I've listened to you over the past 8 years for all that you've done for humanity and Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you that you shouldn't concern yourself with all the people that criticize you, because you've got a large enough audience out here who knows the truth and who respects you. Just forget what they say and get on with it, because we know who you are, and you don't have to defend yourself to us. But my question that I'm talking about today is the fact that with our House and Senate infiltrated, and we know that voting is not going to affect any change, we are still once again left with all the terror and all the problems without solutions. And it's kind of like Braveheart. He kept saying, unite the clans, because right now all we're doing is just taking in more and more and more and more of the evil, but we are wandering around lost without direction. And I am quite frankly more concerned with the national ID card being the mark of the beast carried in your hand, which fits Bible prophecy completely, because without it, Congressman Ron Paul's letter even stated, we won't be able to hold down a job, which will stop our buying, our selling, and our trading. We can't get a Social Security check. We can't get veterans.
Hey, all ready to get in the tanning salon, the gym, many cash placing, check cashing places, many big banks have already put face scanners in. You already need this to buy and sell, but where are the Christian churches? They're not talking about it.
The Christian churches are the beast churches. The world order has a world order of churches today, and those are abominations to God who continuously teach.
Exactly, and we got followers of those churches that think that they're of God that are out there at Crawford.
How do we connect? Because I really feel with that national ID card, you know, the Patriot Act says that at any time we disobey a law that they force down upon us, such as taking this national ID card, and they'll have checkpoints to arrest the Christians who refuse it. We'll be terrorists.
Well, stay there, Alice. Let's restate the question, and then, I mean, I want to get your take on it, and then I'll give you my take. None of us have all the answers on the other side. Stay with us, please. And we'll be back, and we'll also go to Tim and Emmett and John and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. A cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to go to one of the big change, the big exercise change, they want a thumbprint, the tanning salons, many of the grocery stores, the banks, to get into work, get into your office. We were sitting outside an IHOP Saturday morning, and a lady got out of her new Mercedes-Benz. She was real proud of it. She thumb-scanned to get in. My wife took a photo of this happening with her camera phone. We forgot to post that. We need to get on a lot of cruise ships. It's no law, and they don't tell you when you sign up, but when you show up there, this has been in the news, they want to retina scan you and thumbprint you, and they sell that and put it in the database. Disneyland, Disney World. Of course, the SeaWorld, SeaWorld San Antonio, SeaWorld Orlando, SeaWorld all over the country. You are retina scanned, thumb scanned, hand scanned to get in. And this is to be used for the cashless society tracking and control grid. And they've already said, you know, newborn babies are not allowed to fly if they've got the same name as somebody on a terrorist watch list. Meanwhile, magically, if you're the 7-7 bomber mastermind, you're MI6, you can fly anywhere you want, even if you're on terror watch list. Because you're MI6, you're carrying out attacks, but you're a newborn baby. Sorry, rule says they can't fly. Doesn't matter if it's obviously wrong. Sorry. It's about mindlessness. You know, telling congressmen and women, senators, they can't fly. Sorry, Mr. Kennedy, you can't fly. You're on the list. Doesn't matter. Somebody else named Kennedy's on a criminal watch list. Under Patriot Act compliance, a lot of check-cashing places have closed because There's hundreds of thousands, over 400,000 people on the criminal watch list who don't even have convictions. And then there are, over 300,000 people on the terror watch list, and that's what they say is on it. And they have a little database at these banks and places, and they're not even supposed to do business with you if you're on it. Oh, did you know that? Oh, we're not going to arrest you. We just can't do business with you. Can't sell you a used car. Can't sell you a house. It's going to be implemented everywhere. This is the official plan. I saw Ridge on C-SPAN 3.5 years ago before he even got Homeland Security funding. By the way, they're going to expand it next year. They're already talking about it. And he said, oh, yeah, if you have bad credit, you're going to lower from a green rating to a yellow rating, and you may not be able to fly. I mean, folks, they said in England if they pass the national ID card, which they haven't done yet, won't be able to get gasoline, drive a car, have a job. They said you'll have to have this. It's part of the Real ID Act. To have a job, you'll have to have this. But, of course, illegal aliens don't have to. That's all selectively enforced. You know, the federal government gives them loans for homes without IDs when they're illegal aliens, but not you, brother. So imagine you pay for a cruise, and you show up for the cruise, and no one told you that major cruise companies, not all of them, retina scan and thumb scan you. If that ever happened to you, call in. Tell folks about it. And they go, well, you can give up the thousands of dollars you paid, or you can just submit to it. You know, I remember learning about 8 years ago, and since then we've even had congressmen on. Well, one of them was from South Carolina who was against it, but 3 years ago, that as soon as you're born, you think that blood ampule, they take 3 ampules, they tell you, what's that for? Oh, we test for blood diseases. Well, ask them, why don't you just test here at the hospital? Oh, no, state law mandates, not really state law, it's a regulation, that it go to the city or county health department. And one goes to the city, one to the county, and one goes to the feds. And actually what the hospital does is they take one of the ampules, they go in the room right next to you. I've watched them do this. And they sit there and they put it on the blotter and they test for diseases right there. Then all that blood gets shipped off, and it's even been in a Michigan newspaper, Detroit Free Press a few years ago, it was in a South Carolina paper, then in a Texas paper. I first learned about it about 8-9 years ago when Australia said, we're going to start using this to track criminals. Oh, guess what? We've really got a DNA database. And it started 34 years ago. And so I'm 31, folks, I guess, up in Parkland. Oh, by the way, in Australia, England, Canada, and the U.S., the five what I call echelon countries, we have, Head Start, they have Secure Start in England. It's all the same programs, almost the same names, in some cases the same names. From NSA to Head Start to vaccine programs, it's exactly the same. Maybe just a different, packaging. And they're doing it over there. They're already public about it. So they take your blood, people. They don't ask you. It's so sick. They had biometrics 35 years ago. You know, when they put in thumb scanning in Texas, they said, hey, don't complain back in 93. We passed a law in 68. It was in the newspaper. Here's the law. We got it and put it in my film, America Destroyed by Design. I made it in 97. They said, hey, we passed that we could make you do inkless fingerprint readers in 1968. So shut up. As if that gave it some precedent. They pass these laws and then just shelve them like pieces to a Lego set. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to shut up. It just makes me so mad. The caller brings this up, and she's right on. Alice in Arkansas, in the last segment, Alice, we talked about the churches aren't warning the people because they're bought and paid for, Alice.
They certainly are. They became 501c3, and Jesus Christ will not have a second master over him. So once you become owned and operated by the state and answer to the state and bow your knee to the beast, then Jesus leaves that church. And the people are fooled if they think his spirit still abides in that church. It certainly does not. And remember that judgment comes first to the churches, and so the churches were judged, and they all took their number. 5 + 1 = 6. C stands for church. 3 is quantity. You got 666. And I'm just telling you that anyone who deludes themselves into thinking they're going to get answers from the people who serve the beast are being very, very fooled. But I also want to say that this is the test, because this is the mark of the beast that is carried in the hand, and it fits all aspects of the beast. You can't hold down a job, which means you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. You've talked about it. You can't get a Social Security check. You can't function. You'll be arrested as a terrorist because you're disobeying a law under the Patriot Act by not carrying it.
Well, look, already Michael Savage, already, I mean, you name it, Bill O'Reilly, already Sean Hannity says every child needs a chip. Tommy Thompson, the former secretary, a former cabinet member, is taking a chip. He's traveling the country to elementary and middle schools telling kids to get it. I mean, folks, we're in the 11th hour right now. And
right. I mean, this is prophecy being fulfilled. 99% of the people will probably go the way of the beast. There's only going to be a few. Straight as a gate, narrow as a way, few will be that find it. And I'm saying this is the test we must...
And see, we're already deluding ourselves. We're already thumb scanning. We're already... going along with this. And folks, by the way, Andy Rooney and others, Andy Rooney, I have him on video, it's in Rototerrany, he says, everybody needs a chip to prove who is good. We need to start chipping now. And so I hear this mantra, if people won't do this, they're with the terrorist.
Alex, the solution is to follow Jesus Christ. He said in Matthew 18, verses 7 through 9.
But they're going to tell us that Jesus says take the chip, that Jesus is in Jerusalem. We've got to worship Israel. And if the leader, if the Christ is in Israel, why, he did come. We must worship him.
Alex, Matthew 18, verses 7 through 9 says, if your hand offend you, cut it off. If your foot offend you, cut it off. If your eye offend you, pluck it out, so that you can enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus knew you weren't going to see all these traps that were coming upon you. So when you find this out, get rid of it before the decree.
No, it's already happening. I mean, if you want the new Mercedes, it comes with a thumb scanner. You don't get a choice. That's how you get in the car. If you want to take the children to Disney World and they're going to beg for it with peer pressure, you've got to retina scan and thumb scan. If you want to take a cruise and see the Caribbean, and it's so inexpensive, then in most cruise lines, you're going to have to take the retina scan.
And I hope you enjoy burning in hell for the rest of your lives, where hell says your worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. I'm telling the people out there that if they really would like to choose Jesus Christ in their eternity, then they better find a way to refuse all these.
Well, you sound liberal. I mean, you're probably working for George Soros.
I am a representative of Jesus Christ, and I don't care who knows it. But I think that...
You know, I'm being sarcastic.
I understand, but I think there are options. Babies can be birthed at home, and there are lots of people that are doing it because they don't want their babies chipped. And we're going to be criminals no matter what we do, so get used to the idea. Start becoming a criminal and, you know, disobey some of these things and start to make preparations in your heart and in your mind.
No, I agree. I mean,
how you're going
dictatorships always make everybody a criminal. They're the criminals. Thanks for the call. Fabulous points. She's absolutely right. And, you know, I've gotten on air and admitted my sins. I've gotten on air and admitted I'm not perfect. I get emails. See, you're bad. You admit it. Folks, I mean, you got some problems out there. I mean, that's all I can say. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, buddy.
Earlier you were talking about I guess I call him the Jack Ruby of the globalists, our buddy Ronnie Dumsfeld. And he fired this general. Could you elaborate a little more on that? Get me caught up. I've been missing out on that story.
Well, Kevin P. Burns, number 5 in the overall military command, number 4 in the Army, head of all training for the Pentagon, he very unceremoniously got fired for supposedly having a divorce. He was getting a divorce and had a girlfriend off base. That's his lawyer's own press release. But I've been told to watch this general closely, that he was an enemy of Rumsfeld. They've been in big arguments, which we know Rumsfeld is most of the Pentagon he's angry at, because they're not delusional like he is. And now Bush has flipped out and dressed down another general, the supreme commander out in Iraq, for saying that General George W. Casey, there's another 4-star general, if you can believe it, even higher level than Burns. And George Bush actually called up, you know, rebuking him and went on TV to say, we're not pulling 30,000 troops out.
How much of the Pentagon would you estimate is, I guess, with the New World Order, and what are our chances?
Well, I mean, all these generals have, quote, been with the New World Order. They follow orders. But at a certain point, I mean, they know it's ridiculous. They know it's only going to get worse, and they quietly tell the president, look, we're going to fail. And President, she's like, shut up, you know, we're forward. I mean, that's come out in the news. I mean, it's just the neocons are busy with their, you know, their male escort services and literally being fed grapes by Jeff Gannon.
One more thing real quick I want to tell you. I must be watching your movies too much because I had this dream. It would be a great skit for one of your movies. You were like a game show host of a futuristic to tell the truth. And you had Bush, Rummy, Cheney, and all
that. Stay there. I want to hear about this when we get back, Jim.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Let's go back to Tim in Ohio. Tim, finish up the rest of your dream.
Yeah, I have been watching your movies quite a bit because I'm trying to memorize great portions of them at once, and I fell asleep, and I had this dream where you were like it was like a futuristic version of To Tell the Truth, and you were getting to ask the questions, and you had Bush, Cheney, Rummy, kind of Sleazy Rice, and Colin Powell. They were all lined up and hooked up to these lie detectors. And every time they lied, a cop in a black ski mask would step out with a taser gun and let him have it. It was hilarious. And then I woke up, and it was in the credits of your movie. I said, I have to tell you that. That would be a cute skit for one of your...
Well, that's pretty scary. They're pretty much doing that over in Iraq with terrorists in the hands of justice. Haven't been convicted, scooped up off the street, and people accused of robbery or beaten and then drugged before cameras. But that's kind of a Running Man-sounding scenario. Pretty scary. Thanks for the call. God bless you, Tim. That's interesting. But I have to tell you, scary. We're going to go to Ernest and Emmett and John and Irwin and David and everybody here in just a moment. But John Harmon answers the phones and runs the show up there at Genesis in Minnesota. And he popped in right before I went on air in the last segment and said, hey, Alex, why when I see people buying cigarettes at the store, why do they swipe the card now? And, yeah, I've talked about this. I've seen old ladies, I mean 75 years old, buying a six-pack of Budweiser or a pack of Lucky Strikes for their husband. Literally having their card swiped, period. And I was told by a major chain manager why they do it. But go ahead and ask your question, John.
Yeah, sure. I asked for a pack of whatever, and they asked for my ID, and I gave it to them, and they looked at it, and then they swiped it. And I said, hey, what's that, you know, that you're swiping for? And they said, well, it tells you the age. And I said, well, you just looked at the age on the license, you know. Why do you need to scan it? And they just kind of, whatever. And, you know.
Move along, slave.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm part of the enforcement system now. Well, just so you know what that is, I talked to a Diamond Shamrock manager, and he even showed me on the terminal. When they swipe it, and they've been told that pretty soon they're going to do it for everything, and it's happening at, you know, Tiger Marts everywhere, that it shows what if you've got warrants, if there's a warrant out for your arrest. They don't know why. They haven't been told. But now they've been told that in the future it'll be everybody swiped for everything. It's going to be part of the National ID card, the Real ID Act, and that'll even be your debit card. Homeland Security's even said that. Oh, how convenient. My money's on my license now, too. And, ooh, I pay for my toll roads with it, and it automatically reads it. And, ooh, it hooks in with the transponder that's in my inspection sticker or my license plate. This is all... You know, mainstream news now, folks. I've been talking about it forever. Now it's happening. And does that sound like freedom to you, John?
No, it does not. It sounds like contracting and controlling.
Yeah, and again, you know, I mean, I've met you. You don't look like you're under 18. But regardless, even if you sent your grandmother in, you know, at 90 years old on a walker, they just say, nope, sorry, got to see it. Just like the AP article today. Hundreds of toddlers barred from flying, six-month-old babies. Your name is similar to that of a terrorist, but it's obviously a baby. Sorry, the rules are... It's about mindlessness. It's about, we just do it this way. Shut up. We're going to be attacked by Arab bombers any minute, but we don't search the Muslims. We search your children. We point machine guns at you. It's about training you to be a slave. Anything else, John?
So basically, we don't know if it's going into a database or anything?
No, it is. It is. And see, what happens is the corporations, it's easier for government to covertly make deals with corporations to buy that data. You were here a year ago at the network. Remember when I was reading that USA Today article about when you call to order the pizza, most big chains automatically run you through the police, and instead of a pizza, you get a SWAT team, they get 20% of any fines or fees?
Yes, I remember that.
And then yesterday, I read... Well, I had a whole stack of articles, but the big one was the biggest janitorial outfit in the country. 500,000 janitors, they're all going to be spying on you. So isn't that nice? You know, you hire a janitor for your company, but you also get the bonus of paying them to violate your privacy. Cop needs a warrant, but they don't. But see, it's criminal. They're not what they're doing is illegal. There's no law you've got to do that. There's no enforcement. There's no... It's all just they make deals. And you know... Again, because the head of that corporation is on the board of 20 other corporations and is a member of the CFR. And they literally give them the agenda, and they go, implement it. Does that make sense, John?
Yes, thank you. It's all part of freedom, I guess.
It's part of the new freedom, good. And just submit to it and force drug your children. The government says it's good, and take your vaccines and drink your fluoride and drink your aspartame and love your government and eat your genetically modified food and believe everything they say, or you're with Al-Qaeda, buddy. All right? Good. Glad we figured all that out. Let's go ahead and come back, talk to Emmett, John, Irwin, and David and others. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Individuals that have been getting their way for a long, long time. I think it's their right to rule and basically dominate us and push us around. And it's time to just start saying no to them and to start pushing back. But they're setting up a system where if you want health care for your child, you're going to let the government forcibly psychologically test them, forcibly drug them. You're going to let the government thumb scan them and retina scan them and control your life. You want to leave your house, it's going to happen. They're going to make it to where you're not going to be able to feed yourself unless you submit to them. And then even if you don't submit to them and then you can't feed yourself, they're going to come take you and institutionalize you. I mean, they really set up a sick system, folks. It's evil. I mean, it's how you domesticate an animal for slaughter. Emmett and John and Irwin and David, we're going to get to you really fast here, and then I'm going to get into more of the economic news and the health news as well. But for the next 3 or 4 minutes here, we are honored to have Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, which is the national distributor of the Big Berkey, British Berkey, but they've also gone to a new standard, the American-made Berkey, many years in the development, now been out for several years, with just incredibly low prices, made in America and less than the British models that are excellent and less than the Indian and Chinese knockoffs that are complete pieces of garbage. I mean, the element in a black Berkey is like four or five times heavier than one of these Chinese or Indian knockoffs. A new standard, you know, cutting stuff out to non-detectable levels, and it's an area to take control in your life. I mean, stop drinking their tap water, folks. Stop trusting these criminals. Go to the EPA's own website and read what is allowable in your water. I mean, drink filtered water, truly filtered water, folks. I don't mean some charcoal thing that does nothing but cuts out a few bad tastes. Drink truly purified water for a month and try to drink tap water. It is just worlds apart. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you for having me. You're absolutely right about if you drink your Berkey water and then you drink your tap water, you'll tell a distinct difference.
Well, you certainly will. Tell us about the several different specials you've got, both on British and American Berkeys.
Well, the Berkey lights are available. That's our Lexan Berkey with the black Berkey purification elements. And they're on sale for $199 without the lights and $259 with the lights in the base. And with each of those, like if you get the Berkey light without the lights, you get one free gift, a Berkey sport bottle. And if you get the Berkey light with the lights, you get a Berkey sport bottle and an auxiliary battery adapter. And the
now, Chinese
adapter,
knockoffs are $250, but this is a made-in-America, super high-quality unit for a lot less.
Right. These come with the black Berkey purification elements, and that is the main, most important thing that you want to look at is not just what the outside looks like, but what is actually filtering the water. And the black Berkey purification elements actually set a new standard for the water filter industry for purification because they actually take the contaminants out to a non-detectable level, which has never been seen in the water industry before for gravity water filters.
Absolutely. What about some of the other specials you're offering?
Well, we have the we now have the stainless steel Berkeys available with the black filters. You can get them in a 2, 4, 6, or 8 filter system. And we have different freebies with it. You know, we'll give free sport bottles with them. And, you know, give me a call and we'll go ahead and go over all those different things. We have
again,
so
the
many
sports
new
bottle
items,
is,
you know,
is a filtration system itself. It'll do 130 refills of swamp water, 630 refills of tap water, cutting out most of the toxins and poisons and making the water drinkable. It is not the purification system. It is just a filtration system. But again, the element in your models is, because I bought these before for camping, is about three times heavier and thicker and larger than the element that's on a lot of knockoffs that are even more. So
right.
You guys really do go for quality.
We do, because our whole premise of doing this is we really want to get the best possible filter out to the people at the most economical way to do it. A lot of water filter companies, you buy the system, and then they want you to change out the filters every 3 to 5 to 6 months. And that's where they make their money, is in re-establishing more filters all the time that you have to keep coming back to buy more. But we have set the standard so much higher than that because we want people to have filters that not only will filter their water, but will last a long time.
And how long do they last?
The black Berkey purification elements are rated at 3,000 gallons per filter. So if you have two filters in your system, you're looking at 6,000 gallons of water. If you drank 2 gallons of water a day, which is a lot of water, that's, 3,000 days. Divide that by 365 days a year, you're looking at several years of water filtration.
You're looking at 5+ years.
You don't have to change out the filters. So we really stand behind a really good product. And
absolutely. Now, you have some specials on stainless steel models with the British elements, too, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have the Royal Berkey, which is a 3-gallon filter. So it's got two ceramic imperial filters in it, the white ceramic filters, and it's on sale for $225.
And folks, those are beautiful units too. And though it is not to the new level like the American made, it was and still is the industry standard. And $225 is an insane deal, believe me, folks. And that's on a 3 gallon, right?
That's on the 3 gallon.
Yeah, that's what's insane. I mean, normally a 3 gallon's what, $300, $350?
Right.
So $225. Give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. And we've got a big fat banner on Infowars.com, over to BerkeyWater.com. BerkeyWater.com, just tell them it's an Alex Jones special and what free gifts you want. BerkeyWater.com or link through at Infowars.com or 888-803-4438. Thanks for spending the last 6 minutes with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Take care, Debbie. And again, folks, I believe in New Millennium. They're great folks, very honest Christian people. They do a great job, great service, and cheaper than everybody else. I mean, it's just a great deal, and made in America. If you want British, they got that too, and I own one of those. They're excellent. And we have her on, you know, at least once a week because they pay for the shortwave, folks. 6 hours a day, $10,000 a month. They're a big sponsor, so you're also supporting our international outreach with that. It's also important to support all of our new AM&FM affiliates. Call them, thank them for carrying the show, for standing firm, firm for liberty and freedom, for being bold, for letting alternative views come out. And support their sponsors, or if you're a local business, support them. This is all part of a team effort battling the New World Order. So thanks for letting us have Debbie on for 6-7 minutes. Let's go back to your calls now. I want to hurry through these very fast. Emmett in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Emmett.
Yes, my subject is Coast to Coast on Saturday night into Sunday morning. Enon Punnick had a psychic whose name was unusual, but I don't think he was any more psychic than you and I. You see, he predicted 9/11 2 weeks before it happened, publicly predicted it. He also was throwing a lot of government names around. And anyway, he said the Russians are going to nuke us and blame it on, it'll be terrorists, they'll blame it on terrorists tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th.
Well, I really don't go off what psychics say, and don't really believe
it. Well, I don't think this guy was a psychic. I think maybe he had some inside information.
Well, I don't know about this guy, but we did have Dean Haglund, who was star of The X-Files, star of Lone Gunman in like 15 movies, and a bunch of other TV shows. We put the video of that on PrisonPlanet.tv, had him on the radio. He just showed up at my house. The day before he got here, he said, I'm coming by car. I want to talk to you. I want to tell you something. So he gets to my house, and he talks about it on camera and a lot more off camera, and he says, the CIA approached us and would plant stories on us through fake psychics at high-powered Hollywood parties. And we have a transcript of it. It's on the website. Just type in Dean Haglund, Alex Jones. You know, remember the Lone Gunman episode where the government's going to fly a hijacked jumbo jet in the World Trade Center to create martial law and blame it on Afghanistan?
Yes.
And they're going to use a drill, a terrorism drill, as a smoke screen to carry it out? Then the exact thing happens 4 months later. I mean, the exact thing. So, I mean, yeah. Now, he said, yeah, I talked to Chris Carter, and he said some of this on video, some of it on radio, a little bit more off camera. But he said, no, Chris Carter told me he was approached by CIA posing as psychics and others, you know, planting stuff on us. And so what you say is absolutely accurate, but I am not going to say, and again, I'm saying now, I don't believe there's going to be a nuke go off tomorrow. Of course, I'll be quoted probably by the New York Times saying I said that. And what am I going to do? Waste all my time suing them? It's like this, these idiots at the Charlton Post and Courier. I mean, they've got in here that we said it was another state and that we're wrong when the Pentagon's own website said the state and the town we said would have the drill. I mean, you know, they're going to new levels of disinfo. They just claim we say things we didn't say.
And, Alex, I felt your frustration the other day. I pull into a grocery store parking lot, and on the back of this vehicle it said, remember the people at 9/11. So I was in the grocery store, and I said, oh, Lord, help me find this here it was this lady, and I said, here's a 9/11 film. It'll prove to you George Bush knew beforehand about it to happen. Oh, no, I don't want it. Oh, no, I don't want it. I mean, the ignorance of these American people.
Well, they're going to get hurt by the government.
And the cashier, I said to her, do you want it? Oh, we put up with enough doo-doo. That's not the word she said. We put up with enough doo-doo. I don't want to know about more. Oh.
No, they want to be fat and happy like fat hogs that don't even know they're getting slaughtered for Sunday dinner.
And again,
they have no idea how evil the globalists are. And they're all living in the moment, only caring about themselves. So they slurp the fluoride mercury water. They give their kids the vaccines. They take the thumb scan. They submit to, the excuse is I got to put my kid on Ritalin. And the child has a heart attack 2 years later. And they don't care. They go bury their kid and go back to soap operas. They go put their little kid in the ground. They don't care. These people are scum. Thanks for the call. Got to let you go. Got to move on. And I'm not trying to call everybody scum, but, I mean, I do get frustrated. My dad was over at the house last night, and he said, son, you're calling everybody scum. It sounds like you're getting more wild than you used to be. Like the old Alex Jones. Stuff is so close to the edge. Stuff is getting so crazy. And I just don't know anymore. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Boston, then other callers. Something I can't read my own writing. John in Boston, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just thought you might get a kick out of this. I know you said when Star Wars came out that even a child could see through the plot, and most adults can't. Well, when the London bombings happened, I was watching the coverage, and my son walked in the room. Only four. He looks at the TV. He sees the police, the soldiers all around. He looks at me and says, Daddy, those are enemy soldiers that look like Darth Vader. And he's four. And he can see through this, and nobody else can.
Well, it's meant to hit our subconscious childlike mind with fear. We are the enemy. We oppress you. Stay in line. Shut up. We're unstoppable. I mean, they talk to experts, psychology experts, spiritual experts to come up with the dark image to project evil, ominous power. And so you look at the riot police outfits, the big extended black helmets, the black pads. I've got them in Seattle and other areas with actual black capes.
And I'm not surprised.
Look, I got police wearing Jason masks. Police now wear hockey masks. It's all about, yes, folks, it's true. I even have a photograph with red horns. It's about terror, sir.
It really is. And just one more point. Looking at the general that was fired and the conflict between Rumsfeld Bush and some people in the military, do you think that the New World Order is experiencing a schism right now going through it as far as they can't agree to their time plan? They know they're behind. They want to rush it. They can't rush it because people will wake up. Just wanted to get your input on that.
Listen, they're not staging having to fire Burns. They're not... General Casey, I mean, being openly dressed down by Bush, no, we're not pulling troops out. I mean, those guys always follow their orders. That means he was told that by higher-ups, and then Bush said no. I mean, no, it shows major fissures, because this new world, look, even these top globalists are delusional. And throughout history, you know, Hitler's, Napoleon's, others make bad decisions. They go crazy. They think they're invincible. And their own tacticians look at it and know it isn't going to work. So the problem is, you know, in this fall, this falling down of the New World Order, in this breakdown that we're seeing, we're all in danger.
Most definitely, and that's what concerns me. But as long as we stay God's love and reject fear, we're going to be okay. I just know it.
I appreciate your call, my friend. Take care. Who's up next here? Erwin in Canada. Erwin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
This is Jamie.
Okay, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
I just want to say that you do a good job, Alex, and I commend you, you and Jack Blood.
Well, time's short, my friend. I really don't need to be commended, but thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for caring.
And the Power Hour, they do a good job.
Okay.
And see, I don't, I have a job right now. I'm staying with my grandmother. I don't have a, you know, I'm taking care of her. She's 97. And I'm keeping her out of the concentration camps known as nursing homes.
Well, that's good. You're really going to be blessed.
And I'm also, when I do scratch up some money, I'm going to buy some of your videos.
And, well, you can probably find somebody in the area that's got them.
Yeah. And also, this New America Century that's on the Internet, I'm going to be over at the library later.
So the project for a New American Century.
Yeah.
And ENAC.
Where do I go on there to where it says they were going to bomb places?
Type in PNAC official site. And then when you get in there, go to white papers and position papers and go to September 2000.
Okay.
September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses.
Okay.
By Dick Cheney and Jeb Bush. Thanks for the call. And there I'll find that. And I challenge everybody to go read PNAC. People read it all the time and find even more horrible stuff. I mean, I can't read all of it. There's 25 of these monkeys writing new stuff every week. There's thousands of papers on there. Cheney's on there saying, let's use race weapons, bioweapons to kill certain races. He publishes that. Can you imagine what the ADL would say if I did that? I mean, it's just Lulu, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, psychopaths out in the open, let's kill whole races, ha ha ha. I mean, these people are nuts.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Erwin and David and Vince and Anton and many others, your calls are coming up. Cole Watson is going to be joining us about 8 minutes into the next hour in that second segment. talk about this hit piece that was done on us by the Charleston Post and Courier. I mean, here's one example of the type of manufacturing they did. Problem is, the terrorism drill, which will focus on bad guys getting nukes, will take place this week at Fort Monroe and Hampton Roads, Virginia, about 400 miles up the coast. Charleston was apparently mentioned on a lark. If Charleston was chosen on a lark, why did Northcom press release say the Federal Emergency Management Authority, Region 4, would be invited to participate in the drill? Region 4, pointedly, does not encompass Virginia, where Fort Monroe is, but does include South Carolina along Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The organization charged with Homeland Security has no plans to stage a drill in Low County. And they go on to say that we were wrong, but then their own press release from Homeland Security and Northcom says they would. I mean, the government's press release says they are going to, and then they go on to say there was a drill last week in the town. To add more confusion, troops and local police did do drills. What? As I said, George Norrie was asking me, or his producer was yesterday, well, we're hearing there's other drills. What's going on? I hadn't seen this yet. I go, I don't know. I hear it's this week. Yeah, but you said there was going to be stuff last week. Well, yeah, that's what we're hearing. We'll see. Here it is. There's like five different drills in the area and in the town. So, man, I tell you, it really gets old. I mean, all we do is report on what's happening, and then we're evil. I think people ought to call the Charleston Post and Courier and tell them to retract their libelous comments about me. I don't appreciate it. I mean, any fool could know the articles they quote me from are links to other stories on other people's websites and newspapers. And Northcom and Homeland Security. Erwin, we're going to go to you in a second. I just briefly want to say, in 30 seconds, my new film, Martial Law, is out. It exposes who was behind 9/11. By exposing who was behind 9/11, we could stop the globalists from carrying out more attacks, because then people don't come begging to them when there's a terror attack. People know who was behind it. And we can maintain our liberty and freedoms. It's very important to get martial law. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order it via the Safe Secure shopping cart. I have dozens of other films I produce and films I carry, like Beyond Treason, about testing chemical and biologicals on the troops and the population. And just so much there on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. These are really hot videos you need to have. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch my films online right now for 15 cents a day. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Erwin up in Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I really admire you, and I commend you highly for the wisdom that God has given you. This is tremendous. I have been listening to you for a long time now, and I wasn't up to call, but because of so many calls coming in, talking about prophecy and talking about what the Bible says and so forth, and so finally, I couldn't stop, I couldn't hold it back anymore. So whatever I'm going to say to you is not going to be a criticism to you, okay? But what you are doing is tremendous. It's absolutely unbelievable what God has been doing. He is the one that gave you the wisdom to do what you're doing. There is no doubt about it. And not in my mind whatsoever. And I'm not one of those that...
Well, I'm going to hold you over, but thank you for complimenting me. But what's on your mind specifically?
Specifically, I wanted to tell you that what is happening is a big picture. It's much bigger than what most people realize. And that God has put you into this position is not an accident. Because this thing is going to be won.
Well, stay there, my friend. We'll come right back to you as we start the third hour.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.